time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got the crew from Helper Middle School. I have Mr. Robert Bradley. He's the principal. We have Brad Sweeney. He was a Quiz Bowl participant. And then Mrs. Fidel, she is the supervisor over the Quiz Bowl. We're going to talk all things Helper Middle. We're going to talk about the Quiz Bowl and how it went for them. It's time to talk Helper Middle School. And I like that because I went there. So we're going to talk about it for the next 5-6 minutes. Guys, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Hey, you're so welcome. Thank you for hosting us. We do appreciate you guys giving us this chance.
Anytime we can talk about Helper Middle School, I'm in good shape.
So are we. We love to have it out there. We love to be able to talk about Helper.
Well, and that's good. There's always great things that go on out there. So take it away. Let us know, kind of give us a rundown of some of the things that are going on at Helper Middle right now.
You know, it's fun because we've just finished up our basketball season. So boys and girls are tied up. That whole season's done. The teams are having their little parties, and I say little parties, it's actually quite a big to-do when they do that. The boys' basketball team had theirs last night. But we're starting to gear up towards this long haul to the end of school. And although we have a nice break in the middle of that, there are so many things going on. We've got state history fair, state science fair. We've got state FCCLA competitions. We have the Utah State Poet Laureate coming to visit us, of all things, which we've not had before, so we're kind of excited about that one. We've got things going on with our college and career group. We're already talking about 8th grade transition to the high school. We're talking about 5th grade transition up to our school. There's just a whole lot going on in the middle of just everything else planning concerning the bond and what kind of construction we're going to be looking at. And I don't have any details on that just yet, but it's just in the planning stages. So there's a whole lot happening right now.
And that's
now
another good thing that's going to happen up there at Helper Middle School. Well-deserved, well-needed.
We're really happy about that and excited to see what that looks like.
Most definitely. Okay, let's talk about Quiz Bowl.
So Quiz Bowl actually had a competition yesterday in Green River. It's a regional event, so they have quite a few of the schools in our region come down to participate. We brought with us Brad Sweeney, who also is doing history fair, so he can chat about that if he'd like. And then Miss Fidel here is the coach for that team.
All right, Brad, why don't you step up to the mic? Let's talk a little bit about history fair. What, for those that may not know, Quiz Bowl. Let's talk about Quiz Bowl first. What is the Quiz Bowl?
Okay, so Quiz Bowl is basically, in my opinion, like kind of like a speed trivia. You have a little buzzer in your hand, and every time that they'll ask a question, if you know it, well, usually you'll buzz in, and you'll answer the question with consultation of your teammates. Each question is worth a certain amount of points, and the team... And yesterday, we competed with 10 questions per round. And each round is kind of like a game in its own little tournament until it eases down into the last team standing.
And so what kinds of categories? Do they have categories? What types of questions do they ask?
Usually, you'll figure out what type of questions they have at the few starting rounds. Yesterday, there was a lot of social studies questions along with pop culture too.
And so how did Helper do?
We actually took first, beating Monticello in our final round. Monticello took second. It was Green River that took third. Anyway, on the way home, we're all holding the trophy, and it's awesome.
So where does this go? Where do you go now from this? You have like a state competition, or was that I would assume is kind of a regional competition?
Yes.
And then what's next for after this?
We have three more competitions, and since we just won our first competition, I think that's a good starter for the season.
It really is. So it sounds like it's kind of like a game show. Is that kind of what it equates to? Let's bring Ms. Fidel in and we'll talk to her for a moment. And
it's similar to Jeopardy. So we have a variety of questions that they ask us. They have math questions. They have geography. They have social studies. They'll have a variety, sometimes current events. We never know what they're going to ask us. It's always something different every year. And our teams are awesome. I'm just part of the JV team, and we have Mrs. Oliver, who does the varsity team. They came in about fourth place, I think, yesterday. So we are on a good roll, and we have Monticello, who's just joined us in our competitions for the region. But we have Green River, Mont Harmon, Monticello, Canyon View,
San Rafael.
So it's a big group of competitors, and we're all in it to win it, we say. So it's a competition, and we love it. It's fun.
Well, and it sounds like you've got off on the right foot, like Brad said. So congratulations on that. When's your next competition coming up?
Next week at Mont Harmon.
And will this go through the rest of the year, or just about the next month or so?
The next month. We'll have probably, with three scheduled, we will probably have one more fourth that we're working on the schedule.
Okay. Now I'm going to go back to Brad a little bit, because we were talking about your History Fair project.
Mm-hmm.
And History Fair is coming up within the next, couple of weeks?
Yeah, regional fairs on March 16th and state fairs in April.
Okay. So tell folks what your History Fair project was about.
So my History Fair project, if you haven't read The Boys in the Boat, which I hope most of you have, it's an amazing book. So anyway, I started off with my History Fair project reading that book. My mom bought it for me for Christmas, and I started getting interested in my project. I decided to do an individual documentary, which is basically a 10-minute mini movie, and it's about these 9 working class boys that live up in Washington, and they join a rowing team. They're barely surviving. They're barely getting a meal a day in front of themselves. And a lot of them, surprisingly, went into rowing for, well, not surprisingly, a lot of them went into rowing for the food. They were going to get fed, which seems laughable to a modern audience, though back then it was a big deal. Anyway, so my History Fair project is about how the boys made it to the Olympics, winning the national championship during that summer, and passing the Olympic trials, going to Berlin the next year.
And so you did a movie, is what you're saying. You did,
yes,
a documentary on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the next couple of weeks you'll get to show that and maybe get to move on.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds fascinating. Sounds really good. Lots of great things always go on up at Helper Middle School. And thank you guys for coming down this morning. We appreciate it. Good luck on the History Fair. Good luck on Quiz Bowl. In fact, good luck on everything that you got coming. You're coming towards the end of the year. So, you know, it's we were just discussing that it's almost March now.
It is March on Sunday, and we're not quite sure how that happened, other than it's obviously normal progression of time, but it just seems too fast. February did not take long enough.
Well, that's what I've always said, is that January seems like it takes forever, and then February is just, it's gone.
Yep.
So, all right. Hey, guys, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.
Keep things going up there at Helper Middle School, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.